NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right, four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Marguerite's $99 specials.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, Janet has a traffic blurb for us. What you got, Janet?
Hi, Greg. This is Janet from Dayville, and I drive in from 49 through Franklin. Anybody that's going that way will not want to go that way today because there is a train on the railroad tracks, and you can't get through.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on or how long it's going to be, but it's a mess. You're going to have to turn around.
No way to get around that.
Right. Thank you. For the heads up. Appreciate on that.
Appreciate it. In connection to our conundrum, ironically, is it going to Fox at 8?
Mm-hmm. During December, we celebrate Tell Somebody They're Doing a Good Job Week. Well, that may be, but the plant's closing anyway. Too bad.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump holding a sit-down with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the NATO summit in the UK. Ahead of that meeting, asked about the impeachment probe and his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani's actions, telling reporters they'd have to ask Giuliani and themselves, also that trade talks with China are going well. A topic of discussion with Merkel.
When Germany plans to bump up its defense spending to 2% of its gross domestic product, it's now sitting at about 1.3%. Not fast enough for the president's desires and wishes.
Fox's John Roberts. Also on the agenda for the president, a lunch with some special members of NATO.
What he calls the 2% club, and those are countries that have met their 2% defense spending commitment.
The House Judiciary Committee here at home holds its first impeachment hearing this morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess. You don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
Watch out for them port pirates. You know, I love the informed delivery service of the United States Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
But why do I... First of all, very rarely does anything come that's exciting. You know, a couple days a month.
Right.
So, I get the email at 7:30. Look, it's the first thing you see. Montgomery Council on Aging. I don't want to know that they're writing to me.
AARP. Really,
fine organization. Right. Awesome organization.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have no need for anything, though, from them. Excuse me. I can't argue with this anymore. I guess I'm going to have to just give in. 806.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
We got down to freezing again this morning. So what would that be? The third morning in a row. But we're starting a recovery right now. And sunshine today and a little warmer. Some high clouds mixed in. Nice day. High around 64. That's a start. Clear, cold again tonight, overnight low 37, so that'll be the end of the freezes. Tomorrow, look for the warming trend to continue. I think we're in the upper 60s. I got us at 67 tomorrow, dry day, good bit of sun. Friday, showers are likely low 60s. I think we're in the low 60s over the weekend. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere Saturday, but I've got the rain chances generally under 20%. A better chance of a few spotty showers Sunday, but next big deal front behind... behind that would be Monday night into Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms ahead of a strong cold front with much colder air. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies. It's 40 at 8:07. Our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to take care of you anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a holiday. And they're very professional. They're my go-to plumbers. You know, anything from fixing broken pipes to installing a new hot water heater. They do it all. They're licensed, bonded, fully insured for your protection. They never charge overtime, and they guarantee all their plumbing repairs for 1 year. I've used them so many times. Well, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had an issue in the master bathroom, and they came out, and then they found another problem that was lurking that I didn't know about, another leak going on, and they took care of both. And then they pick up the phone on their way and tell you they're going to call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Our good news story is next after traffic.
And this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have a big slowdown going on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. It's all bottlenecked right around 143. But once you get past that to the Northern Boulevard, you got pretty smooth sailing into downtown. I-85, we've got a little bit of a slowdown at Ann Street to Mulberry. The boulevard is very heavy from the Wetumpka Highway over to Atlanta Highway. Very heavy on Troy Highway into the Eastern Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue. We've got real high volumes of traffic headed into downtown Montgomery. Everybody's trying to scramble to work. But the good news, we have no accidents. Just take your time and use caution and be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents happen, all right? Well, Festival Plaza is the center of shopping in East Montgomery. They have limited leasing space available right now. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Hi, this is real life drama in New York at the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday. A guy in the passenger seat of a car driving over the Brooklyn Bridge saw a guy standing on the ledge looking like he was going to jump. And apparently that was his plan. And the guy in the car in the passenger seat talked him down.
Boss, walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life. Get off the bridge. It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life. Anything. Turn around. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life.
It worked. It worked. In other good news, the hottest toy of the Christmas season is the new fart launcher.
The what?
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000. Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells. Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip. Oh, this can really clear a room. New from Wowie.
Jay, would you get a website on that, please?
The fart launcher?
Yeah, that's an actual thing.
It's like the salad shooter, but it's only...
Know what I'm getting, Andrew.
That's right. That's from the New York Post, so it's legit. I will put that on Facebook to save so many people the trouble of looking it up, which is what I do.
Is it called? Okay, it's Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
So it is true.
It is. It's on Amazon.
Oh, man.
No, I wouldn't. Look, we're a news talk station. When I put something out there, you can bet it is.
It's the BS button.
That's automatically activated. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're so proud to have a long relationship with Adams Drugs and their support of the radio station. And now voted Alabama Retailer of the Year. They were one of three finalists, the gold, silver, or bronze. They got the gold. They do a great business, but they make, I think the key to their success is they make their business seem dependent on you coming and choosing them. It's so personal. It's so individual. The effort that's made to make you feel appreciated, to provide quick service. If you need a prescription refilled in a hurry, if you're coming from the doctor and you don't feel good, you don't want to be hanging around all day or walk around the store for 40 minutes. You don't want to hear that. You want to hear now. They know that word at Adams Drugs. They have all your over-the-counter needs, great gift shops where you find the kind of heirloom decorations for seasons like this, and wonderful people behind the counter. Customer service that is absolutely second to none. And they got the gold medal to prove it. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. And there's wellness clinics in Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka. Stupid news coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Upgraded charges for William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He is being held without bond. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson tells us someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge Department shop and then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt. So far, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery Monday night. Police say a man was robbed at gunpoint in the 900 block of Ann Street while trying to sell electronics. The man was not injured. Police have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by The Mall. The Mall. You know there's parking in the back, right? Why do most of you people think there's only that one entrance? Ugh.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey. Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
Me and my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled up on whip.
met you prior. Santa said you know like a qualifier, but you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. And I ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. But where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out, so repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'ma tell you something about it. He hit somebody with that sling. Don't like to talk about it.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes Santa
Claus. Let me tell you this story. Was a long time ago. I used to work for Santa up at the North Pole. My station. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. There is word, I guess because of crop issues, there may be a looming French fry shortage. Let's find out more.
This is Steve. Steve is crying because he wanted fries with that, but he can't have fries with that.
Please!
Because a poor potato harvest means America is about to suffer a French fry shortage.
I want fries!
We all need to do our part to conserve French fries. The next time you're asked if you want to supersize it, just say no.
Blasphemy!
Or simply replace your French fry order with onion rings.
Onion rings? They're too hot, and the onion part slides out of the breading and burns my chin.
No one said this salty struggle would be easy, but it is necessary. If we don't take the proper steps now, your only option to go with your burger might be a side salad.
No!
Such angst. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I feel like I'm a trendsetter today.
Mm-hmm.
Predictions for the 10 trendy foods of 2020.
Trendy foods?
Foods. By the way, we've heard this shortage stuff before, and it never seems to really happen. I don't think you're going to be paying like $4 for a medium fry at any of the fast food places. Trendy foods, and I am not what you would call a trendy person. In fact, if anything, I'm resistant to trends. I don't want to be a bandwagon jumper.
I agree.
But two things on the list, and this is for the next year, 2020.
Okay.
Keto diet foods, and there's a lot out there. And you'll notice if you look, if you're doing keto, there's a lot of restaurants that offer at least one or two keto-friendly menu choices.
I've seen that on the menu, yep.
But it's like Jacqueline Tomlinson got me started, and it's worked, and once you really know what's okay and what's not, in fact, our boss has an app on his phone that can give you specific keto-friendly counts. That's one, but I have found I love Brussels sprouts. I get them at Food Outlet. They're like a buck and a half for a bag. You get two servings out of a bag. Steam them, salt them, little seven pepper, little honey mustard dip, which is keto. Don't drown it in it, but just
a little bit. Yeah.
And they're so good, and they fill you up. And you're looking at a calorie count that's well under 400 for those.
That's excellent.
And they're good for you. That's
so keto friendly. And then what else is on that list?
Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
That is usually, when you bring up Brussels sprouts, at least in my experience, most people don't seem to like them.
I love them.
I do, too.
I was never really... it's not that I wasn't a fan. I hadn't been exposed to them, I suppose. Or at least I wasn't exposed to them in a way that where they were cooked. I got the soggy.
Yeah.
The soggy nastiness ones, and I just thought, that's kind of gross. Just give me broccoli. And then I was shown, like, here's a better way of doing it, you know? And so I got the big ones. I cut them in half, face them down, spread some salt and pepper on them, maybe some lemon pepper, whatever, and then roast them. And it's great.
Is broccoli good for you, too? I mean, I love broccoli. I eat broccoli.
Oh, broccoli's good for you. Yeah. Of course, if you put batter on it and dip it in ranch dressing, then it suddenly becomes...
No. I can do broccoli by
broccoli
itself.
Steamed.
With some lemon pepper again.
Right?
You know?
We have a couple of stories involving age here. One is kind of funny. The other is touching. It's not sad. Let's go. You want funny first or touching first?
Give us funny, then touching. How about
that? All right. We have a World War II veteran in Pennsylvania named Andrew Slavonic. And he's made it to 102 years old.
On the counter, you want to know why?
I will let him tell you.
Well, I tried several other beers, but they just didn't feel like the right one. So I came across Coors Light with its flavor and light, and I really enjoyed it. Been drinking it for the last 15, 20 years. Well, yeah, I drink more than one a day. Sometimes we have two, sometimes I have three. We got to have that one at 4 o'clock, though. That's the most important one.
So he's saying, what's
Coors
wrong?
Coors Light.
What's wrong with the beer we got, right?
Yeah, right.
That just happens to
Coors
work for him.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then this is another, we hear these stories every once in a while.
Cools?
Bob and Corinne Johnson, a couple that was married for 68 years.
Yeah. Oh, I hope this isn't a...
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah. They passed away within
30 hours. My grandma and my uncle and aunt, 30 hours apart.
Wow.
69 years.
That happens. And yeah. I saw on the Reels channel, that doctor that does all the autopsy stuff,
yeah,
that there is a thing called broken heart syndrome where trauma is so severe that it...
Yep.
And I think that's what happens because a marriage that long, you are really partners.
They told my uncle and he just slipped away.
Wow.
I said, Mom's gone.
There's a couple of tears in his eyes, and I believe in the God was sending him a message.
I'm a cancer doctor. Sort of thought he had a few weeks, and it was kind of uncanny. As soon as Mom died, he went downhill and died in a day. It's hard to imagine it's a coincidence.
I think we all fretted about what would happen when one of them went, and how would the other one survive, and their plan was to not have us to worry about that.
They went on their terms.
How could anything be better than that?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually more common than you think.
And at age 24, and I, it's nice to hear a story like that because that's a love story.
Love, yep.
That is a love story.
Yep.
Age 24 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You know who the Secret Santa is in the city of Montgomery. He resides at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, a remote outpost and a branch of the North Pole, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Terry and Lynn came to our gathering last night, and boy, the listeners love it. It was great. We had a nice turnout there last night, but of course, I was glad they were able to get away at all because this, like every other great retailer, they've got a very busy season going because all the product lines they carry are offering rock-bottom interest rates on the best outdoor products in the world, motorcycles and scooters. Off-road products by Polaris made right here in Alabama. And the manufacturers put their money up for loans so you can get a very low single-digit interest rate on just about everything in the house and not have to meet a bank standard to get it. They want you to buy their products, get out, and enjoy the beauty of Alabama, whether it's Polaris, a Kymco scooter, which gets over 100 mpg, amazing, and a great pre-owned product line. But Terry, if you want to get something great for the family, like a jet ski for Christmas, he will make your deal, store it for you, and have it ready with a big red bow on it just in time for Christmas. Go to AdamsMotorsports.com to get your credit app started or stop by and see Terry and the team. That's the infamous Hackle location, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. 825 now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Man, everybody's going to get a gold star this morning. We have just had a really nice ride into work. It got busy during the rush hour, but things are beginning to clear up on I-65 southbound.
Still a little bit of a lag at 143. Still a little bit of a slowdown on I-85 around Ann Street over to Mulberry. But we are moving good through the merge downtown. Really busy at Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. We're also calming down a little bit on the Atlanta Highway into downtown. So we're looking good right now. No accidents anywhere. Keep up the good work. Thumbs up. When you are in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
For a brief moment, a shining moment, in a city on a hill, I thought about the people that invented the fart launcher gift. I'm still trying to get that posted on Facebook, and it won't let me. There's something going screwy with Facebook today.
I had a problem early this morning with something like that.
So we're going to, and we often give this award to somebody who comes up with something goofy, creative, like the fart launcher, but today... our rocket scientist is one of the people that Applied Security can help protect you from. Although this is in Indiana, they're everywhere. You need to understand these people are everywhere. Cops in Terre Haute got into a high-speed chase with 38-year-old Donald Murray. And he managed to get away.
Yeah. Mm.
But there was one telltale feature that they saw as they pulled up next to him.
Oh, no, what?
It's one of those situations where they backed off the chase because they felt it would jeopardize more people if they kept it going.
Right.
They noticed that his forehead said, crime pays. So they put out an APB for a man matching his description with a tattoo on the forehead that said, crime pays, and he was picked up within an hour.
This sounds really familiar. Have we done that one before?
There have been other stories like this with... people in T-shirts that say
maybe
drive drunk.
Right.
Yeah. If
the T-shirt one. But who's going to put
forehead?
That? You know, you could never be a news anchor with that.
Yeah. Or apply for any job.
President of the United States.
Yeah, crime pays. It's on my forehead. What a genius. And we still have more than enough to have a full board of Morning Maroon nominees a little bit later. And just to... kill a few seconds here. It's kind of a funny situation, actually, because Van Halen, well-known, well-regarded in the world of rock and roll, classic rock, everybody, had no idea who Billy English is, and she didn't have any idea of who Van Halen was. They do the same thing for a living. They make music, but
she's huge.
Yeah.
She's going to be at Hangout Music Festival, by the way, Jay.
Definitely. So we have this very brief.
Billy Idol.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Who in the hell is Billy Eyelash? Her name's new to me, but my kids think that she is cool. These dumb millennials don't know about music. They don't know Poison, Guns N' Roses, or Sticks.
Sticks.
Wow.
Ow, never heard. Eyelash.
Is she
never heard of her.
Is she 16?
She 17? Is 17. Will be 18, I think, in the coming month, I believe.
Jeez.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
She's huge right now.
Huge.
I'm not a fan, but she's absolutely incredibly huge.
And now, with a word for Seafood Bistro, here's Jay.
Well, speaking of huge, well, you could be talking about me, but
no.
I'm talking about
the portions.
I'm talking about the portions that you get at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. It is massive portions. The let's take the shrimp po' boy, for instance. Whether you get it dragon style or not, I recommend the dragon style if you want a little spicy kick to it. It's real nice. But you order that. Dragon style or not, the shrimp that falls off your po' boy will be enough for the next meal or a later snack if you would like that. I can tell you now, when you finish the po' boy, you will be full. You may not think it when you first lay eyes upon it. You may think, I can do this. I have been there many times and thought, I should not have done that.
Right. Well, the shrimp that fall out of the po' boy.
Yeah, like I should have taken it like in half. Maybe I should have cut it in half.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you eat all that and then it's like, boy, I could use a nap. Yep, exactly. Carb coma is waiting for you. The Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500 is their number. You can also go online, theseafoodbistro.com. See the entire menu there. Put your order in as well. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Hey, that gave me just enough time to put the fart launcher link in.
Did it work?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Will it even let me post? This is so weird.
Yeah, it looks post.
There's a Facebook issue.
It won't display a page or a
weird
image.
It's right. Not okay.
You know that thing where it says fetching preview?
Right. Yeah.
Instead of fetching, it's kvetching.
This morning when I tried to post my video, it was doing that too. So that's a Facebook issue today.
All right. Brad McDonald sat in with us yesterday afternoon, and it was a real learning experience. So much insight on the world of money. And he joins us this afternoon around 5:10. And so far, the market's off to a good start today. And it's because there's good news on a deal with China. And he has looked at that as the key factor in the last couple of days that looked a little shaky. But whatever goes on, they're out in front of it. I mean, they have a gift for looking into the future, looking out for your money. And a great thing to do for yourself between now and the end of the month is call Brandt at 387-0094. Make an appointment to see him and start seeing how a painless amount of money can grow into something really big for your future. That's 387-0094. You'll love Brandt. So personal. Ask all your questions. He'll take great care of you. 387-0094.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We did get to freezing this morning, but things are starting to turn the corner. We're at 40 right now. I think we're headed for a high temperature up to about 64 today. So a nice recovery from the chill of yesterday and the day before. Sunshine will be dominant today. Clear and cold tonight, but not down to freezing. I think we're end up around 37 tonight. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues, high in the upper 60s, dry, good bit of sunshine, and then showers are likely on Friday, highs in the low 60s. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Small rain chance Saturday, perhaps. I've got it under 20%, but maybe a better chance of some spotty showers on Sunday. The best rain chances early next week happen Monday night into Tuesday as a strong cold front approaches the area. Showers and thunderstorms before it turns sharply colder by the middle of the week. Hey, check out my morning video this morning, and you'll see that there'll be two Arctic intrusions, one middle of next week and one about 5 days later, and the second one is shocking. You can watch my morning video on our weather app, and all you have to do is download it by going to search Rich Thomas Weather, get that weather app on your phone, and you'll have access to all my weather videos. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour, temperature is 40 at 836.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You guys ready for some stupidity? I guess you're kind of getting...
Well, sure.
Good one, Greg.
We have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. We're going to also repeat our most electrifying story of the day because it's good news, and we like passing along good news. First of all, let's see how the roads are doing at 8:37 now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we had a fairly good rush hour this morning, a little busy and slow at times, but everybody seems to have gotten into Montgomery. We still have moderate traffic on I-65 and 85, but things are going well at the merge downtown. The Boulevard, busy at the major arteries, 231, I-85, Troy Highway. Atlanta Highway is looking good. We are settling in for a workday traffic pattern, and everybody gets a gold star this morning because we had no accidents on the ride into work. That's a good job. Hey, say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to low prices. And yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Upgraded charges for William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He is being held without bond. Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery Monday night. Police say a man was robbed at gunpoint in the 900 block of Ann Street while trying to sell electronics. The man was not injured. So far, no arrests have been made. And Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson tells us that someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge Department shop and then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt. So far, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now Morgan Freeman as your local mall Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Now tell Santa what you want, young man. Oh, wait a minute now. Ooh, damn. Is that your mama? Well, come on over here, darling. Santa's got two laps. Mm-hmm. No. What would you like for Christmas? I'm not talking to you, you stupid kid. Matter of fact, you know what? Take this dollar and get yourself an Orange Julius while Santa here finds out if mommy's been naughty. Wait, what? That's your daddy coming up? Oh, all right, that's it. Get on Santa's lap. On your way. There you go. That's it. On your way, you two. Get out. Go on. And give me back my dollar.
That's Morgan Freeman as your local mall Santa.
I love it.
Ah, the spirit of the season.
I love it. I love it.
You didn't know that was in there, did you?
I got to hear this. We almost did this as an audio conundrum, but I didn't have time. But I wanted to play it because it's today. It's the sound of a bulldog plowing its head into a snowbank. Let's see what that sounds like.
Does it come with video?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh, thank God, because I'd really rather see that. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that up on Facebook too, where nobody can see it, because they won't let me share a damn thing today. Oh, man.
It's already on Facebook. That should be easy to share.
Well, let's hope. In the meantime, let's welcome former Secretary of State Jean Chrétien.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Duh. Here we go with today's Dumbest of the Dumb. At 8:42. Oh, here they are. I'm a one-man bureaucracy. Police in Georgia, next door, say a 20-year-old man called out of his steak and shake job because he was intoxicated, then showed up anyway and demanded money while holding a co-worker at gunpoint. This did not end well. Kentarius Gowans of Flowery Branch charged with offenses including aggravated assault, kidnapping, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Police say responding officers arrived to see employees running from the business, which had customers at the time. Police say an apparently still intoxicated Gowans briefly raised the gun at officers before dropping. He was lucky he didn't get shot dead.
Well, there you go. He's not going to be shift manager now.
Nope. He was. Maybe that's what made him drink. I don't know. Here's a genius from Kansas. Mm-hmm. There's another special connection between siblings where it seems like they're sharing one brain and each one gets half. 36-year-old Eric McCracken from the McCracken family in Topeka was pulled over around 1:30 in the morning on Friday in a 2007 SUV. It turned out he had stolen the car, so they took him to jail. 3 hours later, the cops tried to pull over a 2015 SUV that had been reported stolen. After a chase, they stopped the truck and arrested the guy driving it. The driver turned out to be the younger brother who was arrested in the first stolen
SUV.
Oh,
you're kidding. Well, it runs into family, huh?
Yeah, and he was also drunk. So he not only did not get to bail out his brother, I don't know if there's anybody left in the family that can bail them out, but there you go.
Maybe it's a family tradition that they do stuff together.
At this time of the year, but yeah, same family and...
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
That's a question that only the McCrackens can answer. And then, this is one other... Back to Indiana we go. 50-year-old Marvin Cumberworth tried to return a cell phone to a store in North Vernon, Indiana.
Right.
But he forgot he was storing his crystal meth pipe in the box instead of the phone.
Oh, gosh, it could happen.
Crystal meth, even in small doses, will make you forget things like that. When the employees found it, they called the police. They tracked Marvin down, found a small amount of meth on him. He was methed up. And then went to his house, and guess what he had there? Even more.
I bet.
So he eventually admitted to selling drugs to supplement his income. He's facing charges as a dealer, which could be years in jail. So, well, you got a real group to work with.
He gets my vote. I think the meth guy gets my vote. You got the Steak and Shake drunk, and you got the twin brothers who are hijacking cars, right? Or stealing cars. I don't know. What do you think? The meth guy?
I mean, if I had to give it to everybody who was drunk at a Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
I'm one of those kind of places.
There would be a lot of awards given out. I'm going with the meth guy.
Yeah,
we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And if you're ever in Kansas, don't ask where you can find the McCracken family, because they're bad news.
No, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Meth McCracken.
What was our most electrifying story of the day? Stay tuned. We'll have it for you in just a second. Is there a better, more meaningful gift than you can give someone else or yourself than the restoration of vision? For those of us like me, glasses now, I never thought I'd need them. And then suddenly, not that long ago, after I passed the age of 40, arms weren't long enough. I used to read a book a week, believe it or not, a book a week. And the joy of reading kind of, I don't know, left when I had to clean glasses and blah, 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 blah. So I would love to have my vision restored with a LASIK procedure. Unfortunately, when I went to Montgomery Eye, the refractive surgery counselor diagnosed my vision situation as one that can't be repaired with LASIK, so I'm kind of stuck. But I envy those like Joey who can and qualify for LASIK and get it. Because you go from needing the assistance in less than 24 hours to seeing everything in crystal clear HD. What a great investment with your Christmas budget. But the visit to the refractive surgery counselor costs you nothing. Call 271-3804 to make that appointment. 271-3804. You got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. You cannot go wrong. At Montgomery Eye, visit online, MEP.com for more. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Last traffic at 8:48.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we had a fairly good rush hour this morning, a little busy and slow at times, but everybody seems to have gotten into Montgomery. We still have moderate traffic on I-65 and 85, but things are going well at the merge downtown. The boulevard, busy at the major arteries, 231, I-85, Troy Highway. Atlanta Highway is looking good. We are settling in for a workday traffic pattern, and everybody gets a gold star this morning, because we had no accidents on the ride into work. That's a good job. Hey, say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, yes to quality used cars, yes to low prices, and yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Euro top sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone, it's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet. And pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have Boosta seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first, and there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, if you are wondering, am I getting a Christmas bonus this year? Let me just say this. An all-time record, 76% of companies say they do plan to give out year-end bonuses to workers. 48, almost half of companies, will be giving bigger bonuses than last year. Not a Jelly of the Month Club, but a bigger bonus. Only 4% will give out smaller bonuses. So if your boss says no bonus this year, you tell him. I was listening to Rich Thomas, and he said that only cheapskate companies aren't giving Christmas bonuses this year.
Yeah, right.
No, that, I think that's good news for people. I mean, I can't say whether you are or aren't, obviously, but it's a good trend. By the way, confirmed, Cyber Monday, another all-time record.
Yeah, every year seems like it's a new record every year, huh?
That's good, and there was one other.
Used to not always be the case. Sometimes you'd have lower than previous year type things, but lately it seems to always just go up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the new Oreo flavor?
Oh, no.
Every year they put us through this. I don't even know why we care, actually.
Oreos had many different flavors.
Many mystery flavors. They do one every year. And they give away a $50,000 prize to the person that can guess it ahead of time. And the winner this year was a churro-flavored creme.
Oh.
Now, a churro is a Mexican dessert, right?
Yes.
And sweet, ready sort of thing.
I'm not familiar.
They sell them at Costco.
They sell them at Costco and at Sam's.
Not familiar with it.
It's like a big sweet stick.
Stick!
Kind of like a cinnamon stick.
Yeah. So I can see this being a workable thing. I still like double stuff, though, but I haven't had one in many months. You don't hear the BS detector go off because we're doing keto, man. And sadly, for whatever reason, there's been a dearth of animal news lately, so we haven't been able to do animal stories. We haven't dropped it. Our little focus groups show that it's actually pretty popular.
Cool.
But nice. I think we'll have enough to do one of those tomorrow.
Good deal.
Joey's going to join us in a second.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, but when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right. Four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Marguerite's $99 specials.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm beginning to drink a lot at Christmas. I'm getting worse, I swear. I fell into the Christmas tree, wrote my name in the snow with E. Woke up with vomit and tinsel in my hair. I'm beginning to drink a lot at Christmas. Spent Christmas Eve in jail. I hired a prostitute while dressed in a Santa suit with money I earned while ringing a Christmas bell.
All right.
Money I earned by ringing in the Christmas bell. Oh, my gosh.
See, now,
terrible.
We have, I guess I would, about 200 to 300 Christmas-labeled things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember them all.
Right.
That was a risky click.
What was it labeled?
XC, not apostrophe, the asterisk, which means it's a musical piece.
Oh.
Hyphen if it's no music.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my...
That's his system.
That's,
that I've learned this over the years.
My system, yes.
You're brilliant.
Thank you. It just says, drink a lot.
Okay.
And Jack Campbell walked in, and I thought, well, maybe it's something funny and festive, not... That's not a commentary on you at all. Don't look at me like that. I'm feeling really guilty.
You should.
You know, Jack, I just want to say this. There's a time to be really honest, and there's a time not to be really honest, and this is a good time not to be that honest with me, because I am vulnerable.
Are you fragile today?
I am vulnerable and fragile, yes.
I'm sorry.
I am a middle-aged snowflake.
This is new?
Middle-aged snowflake.
So,
Joey,
what's on the agenda today?
This House Judiciary Committee hearing starts as
December edition.
It's on the ESOP channel.
It's so ridiculous. We might jump into that and mock it a little bit, but did you hear about... Josh Brolin, the actor.
Oh, yeah. When that story
I'm going to have to cover it again.
He's painful.
When that